Cocktail fans, and welcome to another fantastic edition of The Gentleman of Elegant Leisure.
It's about time.
Did you say fantastic?
Fantastic. It's my new word. I'm trying to get it spread across social media.
Sure.
I'm just trying to promote the show the best I can.
Sure, and it's all sprayed all over your Chevy van.
Yes, of course. Too, so. Yeah, it's fantastic. I'm Dave, along with Fred.
And
Jason. Sorry, yeah. I was listening to my tie.
Oh, yeah. Should I listen to my tie too? Is it going to be that kind of a show?
I don't know. It just feels like it was a little... Yeah.
A little constricting?
Dave, yes. you've listened to your tie already.
Of course. I'm very informal. Very informal.
Yes. This tie is actually a little embarrassing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because back in the days when I couldn't tie a tie,
mm-hmm.
This was tied for me by my father.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Good old George.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I would sometimes then take the tie home and I would just hang it up.
Right.
And then if you ever sort of lost it, which is what I did, this went into the back of the cupboard and kind of disappeared for a number of years.
No.
And so now I can't untie it.
No.
Because the knot in it is going to be all
if you
weirdly constricted and stuff.
Yeah, right. If you ever tied it a different way, it would be all weird.
Yeah, so this tie that I'm just loosening slightly has been tied since about 1993.
Wow, it's a classic.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think you should put that in a shadow box and buy yourself a new tie.
Oh, I have newer ties.
Uh-huh.
But this is the tie I wear with this shirt.
It's just the one tie?
Yeah, because of the pattern on the shirt, I can't wear a different tie. In my tie collection, no other tie will work with this shirt.
Oh, we've got to go shopping again.
Yeah. This tie barely works with the shirt.
We'll get you something that will go with that tie, or that shirt.
Yeah.
A tie that will go with that shirt and your sport jacket.
Oh, my God. Well, we're running along today, folks. We've got to head out to Kohl's.
Men's work warehouse. Oh, what is it? No, men's suit warehouse or work warehouse.
Yeah, either or.
But let's have a drink first.
Of course.
Oh!
Yeah, that's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
I like the way you think.
This isn't, of course.
This isn't Fashion Week. Fashion Week doesn't follow Negroni Week.
No.
We're
just coming out.
I missed Negroni Week already.
Did you manage to get out for Negroni Week?
No.
Oh.
No, I was stuck. I was stuck in my my place. No.
And you? Did you get out for Negroni Week?
No, I don't know. I wouldn't go out unless you guys go out. That's the deal.
Oh. Okay, well,
but I hope all of you listening, in an effort to go out to Negroni.
Any time and have a Negroni.
Yeah.
But I guess that it doesn't get,
a dollar doesn't go to the charity of their choice.
No.
Exactly.
Well, I hope a lot of people did go out.
Yeah.
I hope so, too. There was a lot of stuff happening around town, I have to say, once I started looking it up.
Yeah. I was afraid it was going to be sort of small time, but it wasn't.
I think there was like nearly 80 participating establishments in the whole Lower Mainland area here.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good for them. Even Earl's here in Langley was taking part.
Oh, you know who wasn't? Original Joe's.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So, Original Joe's, that's the first nail in your coffin.
Top of Fred's blacklist.
One of our dedicated listeners sent me a text because they were unable to get a Negroni at Original Joe's.
Sure. They text, but do they leave a comment?
No, they don't. I don't know. No comments yet?
No comments. We begged for comments.
And
we're begging again. Comments
I would
on our blog.
That if you'd send me a text, I assumed since she was sending me a text about it that she would have left a comment.
Was this Kate?
I don't want to say, but it was.
All right, Kate.
Kate.
Maybe when we mentioned this in the last episode, it was too far at the end. So we're opening this one here.
Maybe she...
Some tie talk.
Mm-hmm.
Kate.
Tie talk. That'll be the other one. Then we'll have two podcasts.
Yes.
How about some Tom talk?
Tom talk?
Yeah. I'm talking Tom Collins. Have you heard of that gent?
Actually, I have. A fellow by that name was outside, and he was saying some pretty horrible things about him.
And Jason warned me about him. I'm going to go fix his... How dare he impugn my name? I will deal with him forthwith.
What we are speaking of is apparently this was a thing. Like a problem.
It was a prank that got out of hand.
A prank that got out of hand.
It was sort of the 19th century version of a viral video. It got way out of control.
Where somebody, and correct me if I'm wrong, would come up to somebody else at a bar and say, "Hey, I just saw Tom Collins, and he said that you're a no good so-and-so. And you...
What? My Irish temper.
That's right. And you'd say, where is he? Where is he? I said, I just saw him outside. He's just outside around the corner. And now you are so upset.
I won't have it, I tell you.
Exactly. Mm. If somebody said to me, you know, what Tom Collins was saying bad stuff about you, I'd say, yeah, he'd be probably right.
Yeah, you'd have no beef with Tom at all.
I wouldn't. I would say he was very astute gentleman.
Wise gentleman.
You should listen to every word that guy says.
I'm going to go shake his hand right now. But yeah, that was a great Tom Collins hoax, they called it, in 1874, I believe.
Right.
Quite popular in New York and surrounding areas.
And David Wunderich, in his book, claims that there was like a couple of fatalities. I don't know if he's joking.
There was actually a guy who really was named Tom Collins in the bar. And he got shot by a guy he supposedly insulted. Yeah, is that it?
Something like that. He had no details. Yes, he just said, from...
Hey, but I...
You're named Tom Collins? Yeah. Yeah. Oops.
Now, but how is it tied into the drink? Is it? Or is it, was no, it named after the hoax? Or?
Well, there's no connection. No definite connection, but Jerry Thomas... had that in his eponymous book. Jerry Thomas's Bartender's Guide, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
But anywho, it was just shortly after that. And so since he was in New York and New York is where it happened, they figured, well, that's the connection.
Yeah.
Now, whether he invented it or not, I don't think that's...
I don't know. The British kind of trying to work their way into the whole story, right, of the
John Collins is from London. And they don't know how it came to be a Tom Collins, except for this prank.
Yes.
Yeah.
It might have been John Collins the whole way through, and then somebody said, Tom Collins, and then they started to call it a Tom Collins. It's like all great, weird old cocktail stories. None of them have any basis in fact. Or everything's fighting.
Yes.
So, because I've heard Limmer Hotel? The Limmer Hotel?
Yes. Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the John Collins was. There was a bartender there named John.
Mm-hmm.
But then somebody else, I think Dale DeGroff says, no, they've done research and the Limmer Hotel never had this drink. And John that worked there was gone by the time this happened.
Mm.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
But it is really a gin punch kind of a drink.
Yeah, it is.
Or a fizz? Was it? Close to a gin fizz.
This is the other problem.
Yes.
It's too similar to a gin fizz.
Extremely close to a gin fizz.
It's identical to the gin fizz in many cases, except the size of the glass it's served in. The gin fizz is quick. Like if you had to catch a bus, you had the gin fizz.
I get my gin fizz to go.
That's right. But if you're here for a while, you get a Tom Collins.
Yeah.
Because it's taller, but it's the same proportions. So then it comes down to how much soda's in it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a fizz, you give it that extra real good shot of it, so it actually fizzes.
Mm-hmm.
The Collins, I don't think necessarily has to fizz, but it has the carbonation in it.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. And it gets even more confusing, because Dale DeGroff, who I sort of went to after all of the other books, I looked at Jerry Thomas's, I looked at that guy whose name I forget, I looked online, I looked all over the place. Everything's about the same, but Dale DeGroff has these two wonderful books, The Craft of the Cocktail and The Essential Cocktail. In The Craft of the Cocktail, he says in the Tom Collins, 4 ounces of soda water.
Yeah.
In The Essential Cocktail, he says, don't use any more than 2 ounces of soda water, otherwise it makes for a watery drink.
Maybe he revised his measurements and... I don't know which book came first.
What are we going to do?
Here's what my idea was.
Ah.
Because you add the soda water afterwards.
Yep.
I got these little cans of soda water. Everybody gets their drink served with a little bit of soda water.
Oh, nice. It's like getting the milkshake in the big metal tin and you get a little, you know.
Put a little bit extra in.
Yeah.
We get 15 ounces is some of the stuff I've read. Does that sound feasible? 12 ounces?
That'd be a big fat. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
12 ounces.
12 ounces.
12 ounces.
Yeah.
No, I think a Collins glass should be like eight ounces.
Okay, well, even say it's 8 ounces. That's like a cup.
Yeah.
Of drink.
Mm-hmm. Then you got ice.
And you got ice.
Well,
so it starts to.
It's sort of like your Starbucks latte. You know, your
Too much foam?
Yeah, you get your iced tea from Starbucks. You get the big cup, and the first thing you do is fill it to the top with ice.
Right.
And then they put in 2 ounces of iced tea. It's like, hey, what am I paying for? Well, it's a hot day. I thought you'd want some ice.
Dump it into a little thing on your head. Just let it drizzle down.
Oh, that sounds nice.
So, and we're doing the Tom Collins because we had a special request.
Yeah.
And you too can request. You can request.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Leave a comment down below and says what drink you want us to drink.
Yeah. We'll drink it.
And then to make matters even more confusing, we're going to decide this on the air. I have Old Tom Gin here.
Right.
Now, Old Tom Gin is gin.
Good.
Which has been sweetened a little bit.
Why?
Because people liked it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, then.
And maybe this is like the equivalent of the sour mix of the 1800s. So, are you tired of putting sugar in your drinks? Wouldn't you rather have the sugar already in the liqueur?
I think I would.
Yes. Well, then get Heyman's Old Tom Gin with the sugar already inside.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sold.
Well, sure you are. But now all of the recipes we have call for London Dry Gin with sugar in it. And so I don't actually know what the proportions would be if we used Old Tom. I brought it along to see what you guys thought.
To amuse our guests. All right. Well, what?
And then to make matters thirdly,
you're fired.
She's getting too complicated.
I know.
You're out.
We're already into this for 25 minutes.
Yep.
We haven't even cracked a bottle yet. The other drink, and this was Fred's suggestion, was in the book To Have and To Have Another, the Hemingway Cocktail Companion.
Yes.
He said that old Papa Hemingway had a version because he was diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
How about stop drinking, Ernest? Anyway, it had no sugar in it.
Yeah.
So we were going to do that one.
Yeah. Let's do that one.
Well, we're going to do that one as well.
Oh, good.
But do we use the Old Tom Gin with the sugar in it for that? Or do we just say, screw Old Tom for this experiment?
He wouldn't have used Old Tom. He would have used, like, Gibson's or whatever he could get his hands on, to be perfectly honest.
Right.
So for that version, definitely no Old Tom. For the other one, I don't know. I don't think you'd use the sugar syrup. You have a recipe with the Old Tom. Does it call for sugar?
On the bottle, you mean?
Is there one on the bottle? No, I think there's a... where did I see it? I thought Jerry Thomas's, or was it Wunderich's version? One of them had a version of the cocktail with Old Tom. Like, I saw an actual...
Yeah, and I think it just says to cut back on the sugar a little bit.
Just to cut back on the...
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound very scientific. Cut back on the sugar a little bit. So, same thing my doctor says to me. What does that mean?
You're right.
Yeah.
Because your doctor's a drunk.
A little more information says, the type of gin used by Jerry Thomas was not specified in his 1876 book, but was most likely Old Tom if that was responsible for the change in the drink's name. If, alternatively, the change in name was caused by the popularity of the Tom Collins hoax of 1874, then it was more probable that Holland gin, rather than English London dry gin, was intended, since Jerry Thomas's gin fizz in 1862 called for Holland gin and Holland's gin Jennifer, which was important to the United States at that time. So,
you see, this is the kind of fun you can have by requesting a drink, is that it just throws us for a complete loop. Well, they're making this print smaller and smaller every week.
I don't think that book's as big as it used to be.
That could be it.
Incredible shrinking book. We don't have any Boomsma.
We don't. I mean, I have it at home.
Sure, but not in the studio.
No. But the one that Jerry Thomas is a teaspoonful of powdered sugar, the juice of half a lemon, a wine glass of Old Tom Gin, and a bottle of plain soda. That's what he was calling for. So let's use it. Let's use Old Tom.
All right, Old Tom it is.
Old Tom. In time it is.
Penny in for a pound. All right. Now we're going to start shaking.
Now we're going to start shaking, but we're going to use Dale DeGroff's. Because the one in the Hemingway book calls for 2 ounces, but everybody else calls for an ounce and a half. I think 2 ounces of gin is going to be too much.
I think you're full.
Never too much. For frickin'
2 ounces.
Because we're trying to balance it with the amount of citrus we have. That's crap.
That's me making a funny face.
Oh, is that?
I don't know.
Yes, the silence is golden.
Except on podcasts and in radio. All right. Sure. Have it your way.
I am.
Because you're all the way across the table. I couldn't stop you if I tried.
All right. So we're going to use old Tom Gin. Well, what the hell? It only cost me $85,000 because it was hard to get here
Holy
in Canada.
Smokes.
No, it wasn't $85,000.
That's close.
I didn't have that kind of money.
About $80, $70 anyway.
I don't remember how much it was.
You want to do orange wheels? Because we got the orange.
I don't want to do orange wheels.
What?
You don't garnish it with orange wheels.
You do.
What are you, crazy? garnish with the orange slice and a cherry. Did you get cherries?
I ran out of time.
Well, then, why would we do an orange slice?
It makes such a nice picture.
Well, we could.
Dave loves to take pictures.
Oh, I do, because no one else does.
He's a bit of a shutter bug.
A what?
He's a shutter bug.
Oh, okay.
You know.
He doesn't care for
a prize fighter. Isn't that what a shutterbug is?
I'm not sure. I'd have to Google that.
Well, by all means, God, these are enormous.
I know. I got some huge lemons.
To show your face around here. Pal, you must have some huge lemons. So this is going to be delicious.
Oh, look at that. That's so juicy.
It is. Nothing like the fresh juice. Smells like victory. So yes, I'll have to let the person know that requested this drink that there is going to be on. Have you ever actually knowingly had a Tom Collins?
No. I don't think that I have.
Isn't that funny? I don't think I have either.
Me neither.
What? Neither you nor Jason, nor I.
Nor Dark of Night.
Well, stop us from making our appointed rounds. When I was a kid, I drank Collins mix because I thought it had booze in it.
Right.
It didn't.
Wow. And were there any ramifications?
I had a tummy ache.
That was simple sugar, right, Jason?
That was simple syrup made by the gentle hands of Dave Coyne.
Oh, look at you sticking your hands in the ice bucket again.
Because we've got to get the old prawns out.
What?
The prawns?
Tongs?
Tongs? Or prongs? Oh, I don't know.
I could use some prawns.
We're going to be doing a prong Collins later on. Ooh. And then a prawn Collins.
I think those are both great ideas.
All right.
There you go.
On the radio, they were talking about turkey mojitos, so I don't know, it's all...
Turkey mojitos?
Yeah.
And turkey mojitos to you.
Ooh, sounds about done.
It does. I'm just hoping it was going to open up over my head.
Yeah, another
Tom Collins show.
What is he, the President of the United States?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
No. Please explain yourself.
No. No, sometimes it's just random.
He loves to be cryptic, dear Fred.
Or Officer Krupke.
Does look like lemonade.
It's grown-up lemonade.
Big fancy glasses.
Yes, we're not using Collins glasses.
No, not at all.
We don't got Collins glasses.
But these are very nice glasses.
These are.
We want a cube in there as well?
A what?
A cube?
No, it just says to strain into the Collins glass and add the soda and stir.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't bring a stirring device.
Oh.
I could.
Cut a twig off of a willow tree?
No, I'll get something.
Okay.
And so I'm going to add a little bit here of the club soda and then add as you will, if you think that you'd like
to. Oh, I will.
Fredders?
Well,
oh, yes. Sorry, I forgot to... Let's just give it a little bit of effervescence there. We should garnish it with an orange wheel and a cherry, but we...
Yes. Well, these glasses aren't
really
conducive to orange
conducive
wheels.
To, yeah.
Exactly.
Hmm. I was thinking it's a little bit like a French 75 without the champagne.
Yeah.
But cheers. There's also like a whole bunch of other stuff, too.
And to you, dear listener.
And to Tom Collins.
And to Tom Collins. Pack a lot.
Pack a lot, is it?
Holy cow.
That's isn't that great?
That's great.
That great. Tastes just like a gin fizz.
Yeah. Do you want to add more soda to see what happens?
Give me a splash of soda there.
You want a little splash?
Yeah, sure. Give me a little splash.
Are you going to do it live on camera?
Hold on a sec. Sure. I'll
give myself a little splash in the meantime.
Mm-hmm. Got a little splash
I
here.
Maybe liked it a little bit more pre-splash, but...
Yeah, I think because the problem with the soda water, I always find, is I love the fizz of it, mm-hmm. but it's water.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. the problem.
And it always takes me back to that. I was at a gathering one time, and I said, oh, I'm going to have a martini. Oh, dear. And so the guy, this was a, you know what, I'm going to name the place, because it's a stupid place. Washington Avenue Grill.
Oh.
Don't go to the Washington Avenue Grill.
No, it's a fine place.
It's not a fine place. Okay. Anyway, so I order a martini, mm-hmm. and the waitress comes back and says, oh, where, oh, you know what?
It wasn't there at all.
No, it was there, but it was a different story there.
Oh,
you got your stories.
It was the martini. They didn't have, what the hell did they do? I think they didn't have vermouth.
Yes.
A bar without vermouth.
And so they just shook it up with an ounce of water. That's what happened there. This was I'm sorry, Washington Avenue Grill. That was bad enough. The other story, I was someplace, I ordered a gin and tonic. Mm-hmm. And they said, we don't have any tonic. Would you like club soda instead? And I, an amateur drinker at the time, said, well, sure, what the hell? Mm-hmm. Not realizing that 6 ounces of water added to your gin, fizzy or not,
it's still,
is not a drink.
No, you need lemon to make it into a drink.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, I had a martini in that same vicinity. This restaurant's gone, thank God. But I had asked for a vodka martini, and I got a scaled-down version of a martini glass.
Right.
So it was only about, I don't know, four inches tall, little tiny thing. And they just poured vodka into it.
Wow.
So it was just a warm, room temperature, ounce and a half of vodka.
Oh, you know what? I might have my story wrong again.
Yes? Gee. Okay. I like this one even better.
Now that you said warm,
yep.
That was the deal.
Mm-hmm.
The Washington Avenue Grill had no ice. So it was a martini,
mm-hmm.
no ice. That's what it was.
That's what I want. Can I get a martini shaken with no ice?
Shaken with no ice. Anyway. Hemingway. But now I understand why Lisa, that requested this drink, said this is a great drink.
Because it is a great drink.
Who would not drink this? In fact, I'm never ordering a different drink again.
No. Why would you want anything else?
Tom Collins.
And now that it's all settled down,
mm-hmm.
I even liked it with more soda.
Oh. You want even more soda?
No.
No.
It's a point of diminishing returns. But no, this is good. And I think that's the thing is, if you've... if all you've ever known is Collins mix,
mm-hmm.
you probably think of Tom Collins is a piece of crap.
Probably.
Said, well, that's horrible, you'd say. Well, you're wrong, because it's lemonade with booze in it.
Yeah. The real test here is Dave Coyne, because Dave is Mr. Gin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've never ordered a Tom Collins before, and yet this drink does remind me of something else. And yet, I'm not sure why. But what it reminds me of is those dreadfully sweet wine coolers of the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not as sweet as those,
right.
Thankfully. So this, I prefer this, but it's, you know, it's got that sort of lemon. You can't get away from them.
I think you're right. In fact, there probably is a canned Collins that you could probably get, because there's no reason that a vodka cooler could not be paired with one of these.
Yeah. But, it's delicious. Effervescent and... We're bubbly in.
There is something familiar about it, though, did we do something like this, like, a month ago?
Yeah.
Yes, what was it?
I think we did a gin fizz, didn't we?
Oh, did we do a gin fizz?
I think we did.
Oh, I hope we did.
Somebody should go on the internet and look it up. No, because it's very close. I mean, it's virtually identical.
Mm-hmm.
But the trick with this was we're going to pair it with the alternate...
That's right. That's where we're going to be edumacating people. But
yeah, and ourselves. But yeah. So no, I'm sure we did a version of a gin fizz. There's only so many combinations.
Well, we've certainly done stuff in the sour of the sour family.
Yeah. Right.
It seems to me that Fred mixed up a drink for us, and I was over where he is now, and he was standing here, and we all commented on how it was like a fun lemonade-y thing, but I don't remember what it was. I think it was more than a gin fizz, unless it was a slow gin fizz. The name was longer.
No, that could be.
No. Dave is actively scrolling through our blog posts.
Since none of us have memories good enough to remember.
Going through the manuscripts. But, no, this works.
Yeah, no, this is a
But I'm looking forward to seeing the alternate, because it's a completely different and yet similar.
Yes. So I'll give out the proportions here, but of course they're all on the website, gentlemenofelegantleisure.com. Please go there and read it.
Because reading is what the internet's all about.
That's right. And there's a button right there. You can play the podcast right there, right on your screen.
And you can watch the little snippets of video?
No, well, you can watch the snippets on Instagram.
Oh, is that where you watch them?
That's where we watch them now.
Oh. Where are we going to watch them in the future?
I don't know.
That's what I want to know.
1.5 ounces of gin, 3/4 ounce of fresh lemon juice, 1 ounce of simple syrup, and go everywhere. If you want to have fun, shake it with a soda.
See what happens.
Yeah, do it at a friend's house. Don't do it at your house.
No.
And then garnish it with an orange slice and a maraschino cherry, if you like.
Yep.
But this is also very much a pitcher drink, right? Mm-hmm. You're sitting outside.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So you can make a whack of these.
And so that'll be the Tom Collins. But you claim that Ernest Hemingway was a diabetic.
I don't claim that. There are a lot of other people then. I think he was a commie spy.
Oh. Sorry to interrupt, but maybe this was this goes back a little bit, because this was the early January. Of course, we did the hot gin twist. That was it, because it was dry gin, lemon juice, and sugar syrup, and simple syrup.
So the hot gin twist is just a hot Collins.
Yes.
Yeah.
The hot Collins.
The hot Collins.
Okay, well, see, it's working. The show works.
Yeah. Oh, great.
It's similar. It's the similarities that breed contempt.
Which is why we don't like each other.
Yes. No. This is fantastic. I was just reading there. Sorry for the dead air.
I was thinking, well, what's this about? What'd you read?
I was just seeing if there was any other comment. Behind in Imbibe, David Wundrich says a John Collins you could make with the Holland gin, with the Boomsma or whatever.
Right.
A Jennifer gin. So you could do that with a John Collins. Mm. Also in his book, in Jerry Thomas's book, there's a whiskey Collins and a bunch of Collins. They're all the same. It's just change the booze.
Yep.
It's the old booze, sugar syrup, citrus. Drink.
Yeah, exactly.
And this has the soda in it to give you the effervescent fun.
Yeah, hence the vodka martini.
You care to elaborate on that?
Well, some people think that martini should only be made with gin.
Right.
But if you follow Jerry Thomas, there would naturally be a vodka martini, a rye martini, a rum martini. Mezcal martini. Those are all wrong. There's only just the vodka martini and the martini.
That's why he was murdered.
That's
He wasn't murdered.
No, he lived to be a ripe old doddering man.
I think he was only like 50.
50.
But back then, that was really old.
That was old.
He had a pet mouse running around his hat. I mean, he really needed to be put out of his misery. Yes. Poor Jerry Thomas.
Institutionalized. So, Ernest Hemingway, instead of having sugar, used coconut water.
He loved coconut water. Wow. He made a lot of drinks with coconut water.
Really?
He would load up his boat in Key West, and he would load it with coconuts. If they were going fishing for 3 or 4 days for marlin or whatever.
Brando?
Quite often. He used a spear for that, a harpoon. He would just load it up with coconuts. He liked to drink them... Like just coconut water.
Au naturel.
But he drank it quite often in a boozy concoction of one sort or another.
Wow.
So he was, because he spent a lot of time down in Key West, one of his favorite haunts. And he ran during Prohibition, he ran booze between Cuba and Key West.
Oh.
But he got shot at and he didn't want to do that anymore.
Wow. How ironic that one day he would shoot himself.
Burn.
He didn't want it done by somebody else.
Bazinga!
He was happy to do it himself.
That's right.
Now, anybody I've ever talked to about coconut water says it's so good for you, and nobody likes the taste.
You see, I always liked the taste. When I was a kid and my mom would buy a coconut, I would just suck that sucker dry.
Your mom bought coconuts?
Yeah.
Really?
All the time.
On the plains of the Great Plains of Canada? In Watrous, Saskatchewan?
Well, Selkirk, Manitoba, but yeah. Yeah, she would buy a coconut, and I'd go at it with a hammer and a screwdriver, poke a hole in it, and go, look, 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 and Bill would say, when's my turn? I say, in a minute. Oh, it's all gone, Bill.
You're going to have to meet.
And Bill got so angry.
How much water would you get out of a coconut? It's not very much, anyway.
Like a half a cup.
That much, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you like the flavor even
I like the flavor.
Even now. So if I was to open up this coconut water...
I'd drink the whole thing.
You'd drink the whole thing. Because I've had it ice cold.
Yep.
And the first little bit is good. And then you get a little... there's something about it. Well, I don't hate it, though.
I've never had more than half a cup.
That's the secret. Get them in the natural packaging.
Yeah.
Nobody wants a liter of it.
No, that's like eight coconuts. I haven't done the math. That's just a round number.
That's a pretty good round number.
Don't send me a note if it's wrong.
No, please, no, send a note.
Yeah, all right, well, whatever.
All you Einsteins out there.
Yep.
Correct.
Any note at all.
With calculators and, conversions from, I don't know, English to metric.
There he is.
That's how you crash on Mars.
Sure.
So this is from To Have and Have Another.
Yeah. It's a great book.
It is a great book. I am reading my way through it.
Yeah.
I'm not as deep as this bookmark, though. This is where you... you actually marked the page before you even lent me the book.
Because I wanted to come back to that drink.
Oh.
I wanted to make that drink one day.
Well, we're going
to
make it, I don't know, now?
Do we have all the ingredients?
The time, we do. It's called... we even have Angostura bitters, freshly purchased. Whew. Tom Collins a la Hemingway. 1.5 ounces of London... Actually, it's 2 ounces of London dry gin. We don't have enough lime juice to...
All right.
2 to 4 ounces of coconut water and 2 to 3 dashes of Angostura bitters. Vigorously shake them all, then strain into an ice-filled Collins glass.
Ice-filled?
Yes.
Oh, because he was in the tropics.
He was in the tropics. So.
Want me to hold that?
Yes.
Can I hold it anyway? Oh, thanks.
Of course. You can hold it, but don't lick it! So let's put some ice into these glasses here.
See, what's nice about this guy is he references Jerry Thomas. So this guy is he's a smart cookie. He's in the know.
Philip Green?
Yeah. Philip Green. He's a good guy.
good kid. Good Canadian kid.
Yeah. Let's see what So you're loading up with ice. Oh, so you're going to do it... I see. So you're loading up the glasses with ice to start.
Yes.
I gotcha.
Because we're going to strain it into there.
Yeah.
Get rid of the old stuff. Awesome, awesome.
So this is a great book. So if you haven't picked it up, pick it up. Because it's the nice thing is he goes through... He has gone through all of Hemingway's books, all of his letters, his correspondence. He's talked to... Anybody that knew Hemingway during his lifetime, strictly to put together all the drinks that Hemingway either drank and or wrote about. So everything is in here, including basically creek water and bourbon. I mean, he goes down to that. But the only drink it's the only one that he doesn't think that, as far as he can tell, there's no mention anywhere at any time, and just there. From what he can tell, Hemingway never had a mojito.
Really?
Hmm. Yes.
So that thing we told about the mojitos.
It's in the bar. There's a bar in Cuba that says that he had a mojito. People that went to the bar with him, there's no writings, no scribbles.
You know who started that rumor? Tom Collins.
What?
That lousy, no good.
Where is he?
Is he
outside?
Around the corner.
I'm going to go kick his ass.
Don't get that guy.
Son of a bitch spreading lies about Hemingway. So as Philip says here, note that this is not a traditional Tom Collins. Indeed, he substituted lime for lemon, used coconut water for sparkling water, and added Angostura bitters. I'm guessing he left out the sugar as well. Of course he did. It's not in there. Okay. In truth, this latter drink sounds more like Green Isaac's special, the drink Eddie makes in the Bimini part of the book, and later calls it Tummini. No matter, they're both delicious drinks, and he recommends them both highly.
It's the Angostura bitters.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's in that it's Hemingway's version of a Tom Collins. It really has very little.
And no club soda, right?
And no club soda.
No.
Which you could have.
Yeah,
they got no sugar in it. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. Did it say where he actually drank this at? Or did it not say where he actually drank it at?
Sorry, folks, more dead air.
I'm going to say no. Actually, this is one. I'll tell you, this is one that shows up in one of his books. Okay. So this shows up in Islands in the Stream.
Islands in the Stream, that is what we are. That's why he shot himself.
Yeah. Yeah, would have done it.
He knew that was on its way.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, this looks different.
Doesn't it?
Well, that's the Angostura that gives it that pinkish hue.
It would, because the coconut water was ice clear.
Oh, ice clear? Funny, off the top, gin.
Yeah.
So not a lot of coconut.
We didn't use the Old Tom in this. I used a mixture of Bombay Sapphire and Boodles.
Oh.
You know why?
No.
So I could say I used a combination of Bombay Sapphire and Boodles.
Oh, I can taste the coconut.
Can you?
Yeah.
But no, I haven't tasted it. I was just smelling it.
Mmm. Well, I don't like that.
No?
I'm not a big coconut flavor fan.
No, I'm not either, really.
That's a...
It's, It leaves the coconut aftertaste.
I didn't actually... When I had coconut water, I don't even remember getting that much coconut flavor off of it. Mm-hmm. But, the coconut is there, which I'm not crazy about. The lime is there.
Lime is there.
Which I don't care for with the coconut in this particular case.
Which is weird, because coconut and lime...
You put the lime in the coconut.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's a thing.
Yes.
But there's... because we're not diabetic, we're saying, where's the sugar
Where's the sugar? Maybe that's what it comes down to. Did I say I hated it or I didn't like it?
You said, yeah.
I prefer the Tom Collins Au Naturel to the
Hemingway's. That's funny. I thought there'd be... I thought the surprise would be different, like a pleasant one.
That's what I thought.
I gave it to my wife, who's from the tropics and likes coconut, and she made this face.
Oh.
Ah, the big Mr. Yuck face. So I guess she's thumbs down for her on this.
I thought that was like the Samoan war dance. What about a little simple syrup in there? Do you think that would turn it around? Of course, it would put Mr. Hemingway in the hospital, but...
Well, we could certainly give it a shot, because we've got it here.
Yeah, it's pourable.
It's almost like... You know what I would say is that it almost has too much of the coconut water in it,
because
it's given it a watery quality to it
as well. Yeah, no, I think you're spot on there.
I think if you treated it like the club soda, because it said... I forget what it said in the thing there.
What it said was...
2 to 4 ounces?
2 to 4 ounces, yeah.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I went with the 2 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
And I think an ounce would be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to have a little shot of
it? Yeah, sure.
Just a little bit.
Just a little
sometimes
bit.
Sometimes it wakens up those other taste buds.
Like that?
And I'll get a splash because, I'm going to drink it either way. But
well, exactly. I mean, if I ordered this, it's not that turnip drink from London that you had.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Which is what it all comes down to.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, a drink has to be pretty bad for me to send it back.
Mm-hmm. That's the only drink I've ever sent back.
Yes, exactly. And I couldn't even believe that it happened. I borrowed the stirrer.
Oh, don't you stir away there, fella. Oh, sorry about the... Still on the table.
Yeah, that's all right. No, it doesn't really help.
But you're...
At least for me. I don't know.
It's
okay.
It mellows it out a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I prefer it more with the sugar. I guess that's it. I just want to have sugar.
Yeah, I guess that's what it comes down to. Oh, one thing though.
But because we free poured, here, taste mine, in case I got more sugar in yours, or in mine than in yours. Or do you think that tastes about the same?
Oh, I think you got way more sugar than me.
Yeah. If you put
kept it all the skull to himself as usual.
You want a bit more in yours?
No, I'm good.
But that makes it more like a Tom Collins.
That's no, what you want to do.
Sugar to it.
Because mm-hmm. One thing I was reading about, specifically about Tom Collins, and this gets kind of esoteric, but so, the original recipe called for gum syrup.
Right.
Made with with gum arabic.
Yeah.
Or acacia. Acacia.
Cat has a hairball.
Yeah. Which gives it more of a silky texture.
Mm.
More for the, obviously more for the Tom Collins, but yeah. Have you ever used gum syrup?
Not.
We tried
knowingly. Not, I think I've always made my own. I
don't. Well, because you add the gum arabic to the sugar syrup,
right?
And so that gives it sort of that egg white consistency.
Where do I purchase this product?
They say at specialty food stores. Which isn't really helpful, but really. And they said, make sure it's the food grade kind. I was like, what? They sell non-food grade? I guess they use it for other things. But yeah, and so they said there are a number of cocktails that call for it. The gum with a G-O-M-M-E or just gum syrup in English.
I have to get the gum Perignon.
Oh, yeah.
The sweetest champagne on the market.
Exactly. But it gives it adds to the mouthfeel, and they say it tends to sometimes mellow out certain drinks. They say it adds a nice quality to the Tom Collins.
Well, we might have to grow up and get some of that for ourselves.
So you add it when you're making your simple syrup. You add it to that,
right?
And yeah, so that's something I was thinking about on the way over. I thought, oh, maybe I can just get some. They said no, it's a production. It there's an extra couple of steps when you're making a sugar syrup if you're adding the gum arabic.
Oh, okay. So. But they might have it even just down the street here at Well Seasoned.
I was thinking the very same thing.
Oh, so you didn't say it.
Well, they're not sponsors.
I've got to leave some
they're
stuff
not
for you.
They're not paying for a mention.
I mean, you know what? Maybe they would.
Maybe they would.
What if they don't have it?
Well, maybe they would get it.
And then they could be our sponsor.
All right.
I got something from them that we've used on the show. When did I get there? I think of the last time we had the almond stuff. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, that stuff.
What is it?
It's made with the almonds.
Yeah, the almond syrup. What's it called?
Orgeat.
Orgeat.
So they've also got, yeah, they've got a lot of bitters down there, too.
They do.
There's so many bitters, I don't buy any.
No. You don't need them.
No, it's a rabbit hole at once you start getting into bitters, because it's like, yeah, for every drink, now there's 20 bitters you could add to it. Just to see what it does.
Bitter rabbit hole.
Yeah. It's a bitter rabbit hole.
That was the bar. Fred used to run a bar called the Bitter Rabbit Hole. Hoss and Pfeffer. It's all he served.
People like Hoss and Pfeffer.
They sure do. Did.
Yeah.
Does.
Not anymore.
So, yes.
It's growing on me, though. I have to say the...
Well, it's growing on me, but that's because I put sugar in it, and I feel like I cheated.
Yeah.
A little bit. I'm saying that the authentic Hemingway Collins... is not for me.
No. Maybe for you if you really need to have a drink and...
And you're diabetic.
You're diabetic.
It's a whole sad thing. Anybody, you know, that's gluten-free, and they always say, hey, try this. This isn't awful. And you go, yeah, it is. All awful.
It's not got no gluten. It tastes just like a brownie. No, it doesn't.
No.
No.
There's 1% of gluten-free things that I've tasted, and I went, this is okay. Yep. I would have this. And invariably, it has a ton of sugar in it.
Yeah. Well, that's how you make up for it. Mm-hmm.
Which is a shame. But yeah, you're right. If I was desperate for a drink and I couldn't have sugar, I would certainly drink that. But
you can have sugar and you will have sugar.
And I'm going to have a Tom Collins. Yeah. And I look forward to actually ordering one in a restaurant and being disappointed by either the portion size.
Yeah, they'll tell you they have no ice. Sorry, no ice.
Yeah, no, I can do a warm one. Oh, like a what was it called?
The gin twist.
The gin twist?
Yeah, heat it up.
No, nothing. We have no lemon either.
No, and we can't heat it up. It's got to be room temperature.
We have no access.
I will have the bouncer carry it in his armpit for half an hour. Yeah. Would that be warm enough for you, sir?
Kind of reminds me of another drink. But I'll save it for another day.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
And what do you folks think?
The coconut water doesn't really... It can't stand up to anything. It's just getting...
It's getting in the way.
It's getting in the way. It's been shoved out of the way by the by the gin in this one and the lime. No, there's some... It doesn't have much balance, I guess. So I was going to say it's not a balanced drink.
Ah, I think that is a very astute observation. Mm-hmm. It's not balanced.
Yeah.
Not
balanced.
It needs something to... I don't know.
It's Irish whiskey and pickle juice.
Wow, that's mean. But probably true.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I like the...
But no, you have a sip of the Tom Collins after this, and it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to get to be a drink for 200 years without a little bit of... something.
Yeah. You know, there might be something here with the coconut water. I'm sure coconut water's got a place in cocktails. I think there's a few tiki drinks that have coconut water in them. But something, whether it's the proportions or the fact that it's gin, I don't know.
Hey, don't you be slagging gin.
If gin...
Yeah, I heard Fred Partridge was saying something about gin, Dave.
Who was he? Who is this Fred Partridge? I'm going to fix this.
I saw him outside just around the corner by the mailbox.
Yep. The great Fred Partridge hoax of 2017. Let's make a video and put it on YouTube. But interesting show. I'm glad we did the Tom Collins.
I'm glad we did the Tom Collins because now I want to have a Tom Collins.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful in its simplicity.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad we did the Negroni because all last week that's all I drank. I did Negronis and Boulevardiers with the bourbon that I had.
Oh, nice.
And
you didn't want to help out charity, did you? You made your own.
I went to the Earl's on the way home one day, and I did have a grapefruit Negroni.
Oh.
And it was really good.
Was it?
Really, really good. Negroni. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I'm glad. Yes. I take that back.
That's all right.
I don't want you to call me a Tom Collins. Spreading lies about you.
No, it was good.
But I don't know about the Tom Collins, but I think we should do more Negronis.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many variations.
And we do have a liter of coconut water.
Right? Yeah.
Find those tiki recipes.
On the way home. Yeah, I know. I think we can figure that out real quick.
That's right.
Because I've got an app on my phone for tiki recipes.
Don't ever take a nap on your phone.
What?
No.
No, it's it's got radiation.
Radiation. Really? It'll rot your cheek.
Because when the alarm goes off, it's right next to my ear.
Yeah.
And it wakes me up right away.
You know who used to have an alarm clock?
No.
Golda Meir.
Wow. That's good.
Don't encourage him because it's not that good.
When did you last hear about Golda Meir?
Good point. Huh? Thank you for bringing her up again.
Exactly. How can we have peace in the Middle East if you refuse to acknowledge the work of Golda Meir?
Golda Meir.
Golda Meir. Yes. Sorry, Kim. Well, that's how we get our rating. Oh. You know, there could be some language here. Plus, we talk about alcohol, I guess.
So I've just finished up the Hemingway one, and there is a place for it, but I don't know.
Just not in your stomach.
Just in my cheeks. Yeah, it's that coconut water flavor, and it's not bad. It's just different. It's a little bit of a learning curve.
Yeah. So maybe you just need some tweaking.
So what happened to your app?
It's got coconut cream, but my app doesn't have any coconut water.
Right. Oh. Because Beach Bum Berry does not believe in coconut water.
I've seen it in one of the books.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure. All right. So we can do that. So any thoughts for next week? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm hoping that people will have flooded the comments.
Oh, sure. No, we'll have all kinds of ideas.
All kinds of ideas.
I'm at a loss. Uh-huh. What do you guys think?
Well, maybe we'll just see where the... You know, that you're, maybe, now that the coconut's coming through on this, it's watered down. All I'm getting is coconut. It's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the sugar.
I changed my mind. I like it. It's coconut and sugar. So I love it. we could surprise people.
We could surprise people. But I thought... I thought I had an idea.
Oh.
I was going to bounce off you guys.
I had an idea once.
It went away.
Oh. Yeah. Well, maybe off air.
Is there something happening in July?
Well, it's Canada's 150th birthday.
Canada's 150th birthday.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, or if you're listening to this in the future, Canada's 200th birthday.
Yeah, that's right. But Canada will be 150
mm-hmm.
years old.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a Diefenbaker we can make?
Well, geez, I hope not. It could be.
Is there a Lester Pearson cocktail?
A Lester Pearson, yeah.
In the latest issue of Taste...
Yes?
There are some cocktails based on cities. Well, for example, there's a Vancouver cocktail. There's a Saskatchewan cocktail.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there a Toronto cocktail?
There might be a Toronto cocktail.
I think there might be.
I don't want to encourage
But we hate Toronto. No, I'm kidding.
Do we do Canadian cocktails?
That invariably ends up being a cocktail with maple syrup.
You're right.
Which year? I think it's a great idea, but in practice, it rarely works.
This is a lake country, a cottage country margarita.
That's right.
It's a margarita with maple syrup.
Yeah, basically.
Or it's something made with a Canadian whiskey instead of the whiskey that you actually want to
use. The good stuff.
The good stuff, exactly.
Mm. Yeah.
But there is that thought.
Yeah.
That we honor the country of our birth.
Well, I guess it's going to be a surprise to whoever listens.
That's right. If you don't want us to make maple syrup and rye cocktails...
You better leave a comment.
Leave a comment, leave a suggestion. Anywhere. They all come to us.
Really? How would we know that?
Because when I got a spam comment,
yeah,
it came right to my inbox.
Oh, nice.
And so I was able to go, oh, great.
So where do they go, Jason, if they want to leave a comment? What's our website?
They go to www.gentlemenofelegantleisure.com.
Ooh.
I know it's long. You only have to type it once and then you make a bookmark.
Or you can just go to drunkpodcast.ca.
That's right.
That's
you
right.
You go there, too. That'll bring you to our site.
Take you right there.
It's a shortcut.
And you can go to our Instagram account, as always, Cocktail Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of photos, lots of videos.
Videos and places to leave comments.
That's right.
And request a drink.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Or tell us to stop.
Yeah. Pay us to stop. That's what you want.
We,
negative billing.
Yeah,
you pay us not to do the show.
We can be bought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
We really never talked about that, but can we be bought?
Of course we can be bought. If you are a liquor provider of some sort and you want us to make a cocktail with your beverage, by all means, send us a bottle. Contact us and send us a bottle. We can get a bottle and we'll do whatever you want.
Well, you know, within reason.
Within reason.
Mm-hmm.
In making a drink.
Thank you. I just wanted to get that in there.
Yes, if somebody said, listen, I make this, it's Grecian formula liqueur. I've got a recipe for the Grecian formula liqueur where you mix it with a lot of sugar and coconut water and they put it on the back of their bottle.
Yeah.
We'll make that and try that.
Okay.
Having said that, who here needs Grecian formula?
I could probably use it.
All right.
I'm a little, gray.
Give us three. We need three cases of Grecian formula. They will mention you live on the air. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
A unanimous win for the Tom Collins.
Mm.
An honorary mention to coconut water, the healthy alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And tune in 2 weeks for a surprise episode where we don't know what we're going to be doing. Could be viewer's choice. Could be Canada Day cocktails.
Now, when you went to Earl's and you had a Negroni.
Yes.
I hope you rewarded the person who brought you that delicious Negroni. Did you know?
It doesn't sound like something Dave would do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Was that something you would do?
I channeled my inner Dave.
Did you?
Who has always been a gentleman of elegant leisure.
Sure.
And as soon as that bill came to me,
mm-hmm.
I tacked on a gratuity.
Did you?
I don't want to say what it was.
No.
But I could safely say that I
tipped big.
Tipped
big? I don't think that's our trademark. We don't own that one.
No.